Welcome to today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. I'm Paul Gatling. Ahead on the program, the future of wastewater treatment technology. It's happening right here in Northwest Arkansas. Also, a visit with Hugh Kincaid, a longtime business and community leader from Fayetteville, who is set to retire at the end of the month from the Bank of Fayetteville. We begin today, though, at the Noland Wastewater Treatment Plant in Fayetteville. That's where city officials recently showed off what they believe is the future of wastewater treatment technology. Earlier this month, officials held a ribbon cutting and gave tours at the plant of an upgraded disinfection system that more effectively and efficiently treats the city's wastewater before it is discharged back into the White River. It's called HIDAS and was built with proprietary technology developed by Fayetteville water technology firm Blue and Green. The system uses ozone to disinfect treated effluent, or discharge, as opposed to ultraviolet disinfection. Blue and Green, along with its project partners Pinnacle Ozone Solutions of Florida and PCI of California, announced the partnership with the city in November 2014. Construction and installation of the system was completed about a year ago, and Fayetteville is the only city in Arkansas using ozone to treat its wastewater. After several months of monitoring the data since the new system was installed, Fayetteville Utilities Director Tim Nyander said the city's expectations have been met and it was time to celebrate the upgrade. You can check out more details on that story on our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. When we come back, a conversation with Fayetteville business and community leader Hugh Kincaid. Don't go away.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-c-o-m-m.com.
Hugh Kincaid insists the third time will be the charm. Kincaid, who will turn 83 in September, is retiring from the Bank of Fayetteville effective June 30th. He has been the bank's senior vice president of its trust department since 2002, the same year he retired from a 39-year career at the University of Arkansas. An attorney by trade, he also retired from a 30-year career in private practice in 1993. He's also spent 4 years in the 60s as Fayetteville's elected city attorney, and voters also sent him to Little Rock for 2 terms as a state legislator in the 1970s. Kincaid has been recognized by numerous groups for his community involvement, and it would be fair to describe him as one of Fayetteville's most involved citizens. I spoke with him recently on a number of topics, including what his third retirement might look like, starting July 1st.
Well, that's a good question. I've really enjoyed being with the bank. It's been a joy. I never thought I would be here this long. When I retired from the university, I'd already retired from law practice several years before that. But I really enjoyed it. It was fascinating to be a part of the bank and the trust department especially. And so 15 years went by in a hurry. My thinking now, since this is my third retirement, is it's time to really seriously retire. And that's what I'm looking forward to. I hope to have more time to spend with family and to do some things that, you know, you put off doing And when you put off doing it as long as I have, you may never get around to doing it but at my age. But I'm looking forward to it. I'll probably do some volunteer things. I haven't decided exactly what, but I probably will volunteer for one or more charities to try to help them do some fundraising. When I was with the university, I managed the planned giving program. And I have some degree of expertise that I can maybe be useful to one or more charities to help them raise some funds.
And so you're Fayetteville born, Fayetteville bred, yes. Been here your whole life. So you've witnessed the evolution here from a sleepy mountain town to a vibrant city in the hills, and you've been involved with a lot of it, both public sector, private sector. What excites you the most about Fayetteville's direction these days?
Well, I think it's exciting. The university, of course, has been one of the major drivers for opportunity in this community. And it's also established the character of the community. I think it means so much to live here and in this atmosphere with the university. And so that makes Fayetteville unique in my book. I think the future is very bright. The university has grown significantly over the last 10-year period. And so the future, I think, for this community is exceptional.
And you're known for a lot of things in the city, but perhaps what most people would associate you with is your support of education. You know, why has that always been such an important issue for you?
Well, that's a good question. I have always felt strongly that education was the threshold for opportunity. I remember that I've portrayed a couple of times, several times, Archibald Yale. One of his primary goals way back when he was the second governor of Arkansas was the cost of education. When I went to the legislature in the early 70s, we didn't have public kindergartens in Arkansas. We had a few pilot programs just around various places in the state, but we didn't have it, and I thought that was vitally important, early childhood education. And so one of my missions was to try to get that for us in Arkansas. And the first session, I got it passed in the House and lost by one vote in the Senate. I got together with several organizations, including the League of Women Voters and University Women, and there was a early childhood organization, and we campaigned. Every time somebody was running for re-election or election to the House or Senate, we asked them for a commitment. And, of course, Governor Bumpers was the governor, and he took it on as a priority, too, made it an administration proposal. And so in the next session, the 73 session, we were able to get it passed for half day only. But it was surprising to me that there was so much opposition. And primarily it came from those districts that were going to be hard-pressed to come up with the classroom space and the teachers. I mean, I understand the economics of it, but we did manage to get it. And I passed it fairly easily in the House, and it was in the Senate that we failed the first time. The second time, I had a squeaker of a vote in the House. I passed it by one vote. So it was a near miss, but we got it. And gradually, of course, moved to full day.
Your opinion on Fayetteville High School, you know, you've seen Bentonville split to two schools, Rogers split to two schools, Springdale split to two schools, and you've been heavily involved with Fayetteville School District and the high school for a long time now. What is your opinion of one large Fayetteville High as opposed to splitting high schools?
I like it. I think we've made the right choice, right decision. It is a large school, but yet the character of the school after the reconfiguration of it, it's going to be fine. I think it's going to work well. And for this community, I think it's appropriate.
I've got more from my interview with Mr. Kincaid and a story published in the upcoming issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal. And that hits newsstands and online next Monday. And that does it for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. Remember to follow our reporting of regional business news each and every day at nwabusinessjournal.com. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.